Mike, what's it been like working with Pat? I guess you haven't had much time together as a staff, but right. Yeah, what are your impressions of that?
Well, it's been great so far. You know, we've known each other a long time, and we've had mutual friends. I did speak with him a few years back regarding a quarterback position when he was at Cleveland, and I'm really looking forward to it. Got a lot of respect for him and what he's done, you know, really on the field as a coach and then as a person now that I've got to know him.
What's your vision for this offense? Like, what do you see? I mean, you've talked to Pat plenty about it, and yeah, I'm sure you have some sort of idea in your head of what it's going to look like.
Well, we're still working through all that, and, you know, I know you guys have talked to Coach about that, and basically, my vision is going to be Coach's vision, and I want to be an extension of what he does to the, for the offense. And, you know, without getting into specifics, and, you know, we want to be use multiple personnel and make the defense defend the whole field, and, you know, like a lot of other offenses, get the most out of the guys that you have, put them on the field, and find out who can do what and put them in positions to make plays for us. So, you know, obviously we want to be productive and we want to be balanced and be as unpredictable as we can be.
Mike, I'm going to go right to the elephant in the room. You didn't get to see Davis Webb in a game last year. What can you glean, though, about where he is in his development based on the practice tape and maybe, you know, going back to the preseason tape and his college tape from last year?
Yeah, that is – it's been a little bit harder for me to evaluate Davis, you know, just getting here so late. And then as soon as I got here, we've been at the combine. We've been on the road. I've looked at him. I got a chance to meet him in the cafeteria. And I'm looking forward to finding out what he's about. And I think coming up here in the next few weeks with our veteran minicamp will help us gather more information on him.
I guess you have a couple of elephants. What about Odell? Have you spoken to Odell? And you know, how do you envision using him?
Yeah, he came up to the room. We had a nice visit. This is probably about 3 days into the job for me. And, you know, God, he's such an explosive player, you know. We've watched what everyone else has seen, what he can do on the field, and I'm really looking forward to being able to work with a guy like that. And you know, he's, again, you know what you see on the field, and talking to the guys that have had to defend him, you know, at Carolina, and just how explosive he is, and, you know, I can get the ball in the end zone. So we're going to try to continue to build on that.
How much do you work on building the offense around him? Is that something you do, or are you building an offense non-specific to the players at this point? How do you sort of go about that?
Well, again, as we still work through this with Coach Shermer, I think that he's obviously a vital part of our offense. And, you know, when you have guys that can make plays and put points on the board, you want to try to feature them as much as you can. But you also have to realize that, you know, you've got other components and hopefully some more as we move forward into the offseason and the draft that where we can put players on the field and we're not going to be predictable. And if teams want to try to take Odell away, then we've got other answers and good answers.
Mike, I know that these decisions are made way above your head, but is the swirl around will he get traded or won't he get traded happened over the last week? Were you watching it? Were you worried about losing a weapon like that on your team?
You know, I kind of learned over the years to try to avoid the swirls and, you know, just kind of focus in on the things that, you know, I'm responsible for and at the time that I'm responsible for doing that. And right now it's just helping the Giants get ready for the draft and learning the offense and coming together as an offensive staff and then together as a full staff. So, we don't have as much time. I hate to say it like that, but you don't. Right now, we've been focused in on those things in the immediate future.
Mike, does it make it a little unsettling for you knowing that even though the offensive line is starting to fall into place, it's still not, you know, a done product yet, and it maybe does that affect your planning as to what you might want to do as far as different, you know, tweaks in the scheme?
No, not unsettling at all. In fact, It to me, it's exciting. I think we've got so far since I've been here, and I'm one of the last guys to get here. It's exciting some of the things that we've done, and you know, I've been around Dave, and Dave's done a great job. Did a great job at Carolina, and I think he's, you know, he's done some exciting things for our organization already. And again, being around Coach Shermer here for the last month and in and out of the offense, of the office, and then the vision that he has for not just us offensively, but, you know, for this organization, with the players and the staff, and there's a lot of good communication going on. It's an exciting time, not an unsettling time.
Mike, how much did you study Eli Manning last year? Did you go game by game, snap by snap?
No, not really. Again, you know, I have looked at him, obviously, and have watched him from game tape, whether or not it was last year when I was coaching at Carolina or other years, but you know, I've seen a little bit of him.
As a coordinator coming to a new team, mm-hmm. with a quarterback who's entering his 15th year, is that a different dynamic as opposed to being handed maybe a first or second year guy?
Well, yeah, it's a different dynamic. I mean, here's getting ready to coach a guy who's got great experience, that physically is in great shape. He's won 2 Super Bowls, won a bunch of playoff games. Watched him, you know, stand in this podium here and answer questions and, you know, be able to handle all those things. I think just I can remember going back to, you know, a few years back when, you know, and just admiring him for the way he is handling questions, you know, not ever getting too high and too low. We talk to our players about that all the time, you know, whether or not it's in the game with the media, when you walk into the building, when you're out of the building, and I think he's probably does that better than anybody, and that's why probably one of many reasons why he's had the success he's had.
I know you weren't part of the offense last year with him, but how big of a change do you think is going to be going from last year's offensive system to what you guys bring?
I think it'll be. I'm not sure to what degree, but. As far as for the players that have been here,
well,
I think
for Eli and Pickett,
yeah, I think there's going to be some things terminology wise that's going to be different. But you know, he's been around and seen a lot and been exposed to a lot, so it's just going to be a matter of kind of, you know, he may have called things differently, but it's really the same thing, or maybe been taught to read it a little bit differently. So little things like that it's just going to take some getting used to. That's why, you know, it's important for the you know, once we get going. That you know, we're really clear on exactly what we want to do, and I know he's going to pick things up well and kind of lead us in that aspect as far as having the whole offense understand it.
Mike, you were out in L.A. I think for the Rosen workout and the Darnold pro day. What were your takeaways from those, and your impressions of Darnold and Rosen?
Yeah, I think both those guys are going to be really good quarterbacks. I think they're talented. They're a little different in the way they go about things, but I think it's an exciting time in the draft because of the guys that are coming out. It's exciting to have an early pick, but hopefully this will be the last time we have an early pick.
What do you try to?
It seems that your job includes also being the quarterback's coach. Mm-hmm. How much is that going to affect your time with everything?
Well, it's. I've done it before, haven't done it in a while. It's just a matter of kind of managing your time. And, you know, Coach Shermer obviously is very involved in the offense. Like I said at the beginning, I want to be an extension of what he wants us to do, and making sure that everything that comes out of his mouth is echoed by me. And, you know, if I have questions or if other coaches have questions or players have questions, you know, I can be the guy that's, you know, hey, let's make sure we get this, we're all on the same page here. But in regard to coaching quarterbacks as well, it's, you know, time-wise, you're going to spend a lot of time together with other positions, and then you break off individually and kind of detail it out by position. So, and then again, because Coach Shermer's involved, it'll be, you know, it's just a matter of kind of getting back and getting used to it.
What do you try to get accomplished when you bring the quarterbacks, I mean, the draft quarterbacks we're talking about, in here next week? They come for visits. What do you try to get out of those meetings?
Yeah, it's about what you think. I mean, you just keep gathering information. Keep gathering in every aspect. What's their personality? What's their demeanor like? You know, you can talk a little football. You know, we've seen them work out now. just kind of establishing or reestablishing that relationship. Those guys have been pulled in every different direction by a lot of different teams from the end of the season, obviously, and especially since the combine, physically and in mentally. So, you know, you just, it's like anything else, when you want to, when you're looking and getting ready to invest a lot in somebody, you want to find out as much as you can in every aspect of their life.
Yeah.